Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies mid-50s, winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, lower 30s, winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 56. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 30, and Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 52 degrees. Currently, it's 45.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Organization for Competitive Markets has filed a lawsuit against USDA over the withdrawal of the interim final rule, which was an update to the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Act of 1921. The OCM sees the rule as protection for family farmers and ranchers in sales of live animals to meat and poultry processors. The interim final rule was known as the Fair Farmer Practice Rule, which is a set of regulations the processing industry widely opposed. The lawsuit seeks to reinstate the interim final rule. In a release, OCM says those rules prohibit major meat and poultry producers who contract with farmers from engaging in unfair and deceptive practices. The group also says the rule would have allowed farmers and ranchers to hold businesses accountable for practices like retaliation, bad faith cancellation of contracts, or attempting to force farmers out of the market. The Organization for Competitive Markets filed the suit as a petition for relief in the Eighth Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals. Four Republican governors met with Vice President Pence last week to discuss their concerns about the NAFTA negotiations. The governors wanted to talk about their serious concerns regarding proposed changes to the agreement that they say could affect manufacturing jobs in their states. The meeting included Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Rick Snyder of Michigan, Bill Holcim of Tennessee, and Asa Hutchison of Arkansas. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer were also in attendance. Hutchison wants the U.S. to make sure it doesn't harm agriculture and global trade while it updates NAFTA. He said he respects the position they have, but his message is that they must be able to access North American markets unimpeded by trade barriers. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything, and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular@gmail.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A Democratic state senator is asking the Kansas Legislature's Audit Division to evaluate whether a former Commerce Secretary followed state law and procedure in awarding agency consulting contracts and when charging business expenses. Senate Minority Leader Anthony Hensley said the legislature's Oversight Committee was expected to authorize the review of Antonio Suave, who led the Kansas Department of Commerce for about 18 months until June. The commission that regulates utilities in Kansas will be getting a new member next year. Kansas Corporation Committee Commission Chairman Pat Apple has announced that he will not seek reappointment to another four-year term. A Northeast Kansas man is spreading holiday cheer by giving free Christmas trees to people in need. Rex Powell is inviting people onto his land about 10 miles southwest of Lawrence to pick out the perfect tree. Visitors can then chop down the tree themselves and take it home free of charge. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Molly is such a cute snowflake. Where's that costume from?
Thanks. Liberty Mutual saved us some money, so it's custom made.
Liberty did what?
Shh. Oh, we switched our auto and home insurance and saved almost $800.
I wish we saved like that. Sarah's costume could use some work.
But she's a cute horse.
Sharon, she's a turkey.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save $782 when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, equal housing insurer.
Pride of the Farm waterers are at the top of their game. You see, years ago, their waterers were manufactured with cast iron, but in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient poly materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Energy-free waters use flaps, which were perfected 65 years ago, and are superior to ball-type closures. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Blattner Feedlot Construction in Cimarron, Kansas for 100% energy-free or open-trough waterers.
Authorities say two people from Kansas have died in a small plane crash in southwest Missouri. The Federal Aviation Administration said the single-engine Piper Cherokee went down last night in a pasture about 1 mile northwest of Branson West Municipal Airport. The man and the woman who died in the crash were from Gardner, Kansas. Their names were not immediately released. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the cause of the crash is unknown at this time, and the investigation is continuing. A former employee of a youth mental health center in Olathe has been charged with sexually abusing five children. Charges filed against 27-year-old Dejon Willis stem from alleged incidents in 2013 and 2014 when Willis worked at Kids TLC in Olathe. The Kansas City Star reports he is charged in Johnson County District Court with five counts of indecent liberties with a child and one count of attempted sexual exploitation of a child. He was released from jail after posting a $50,000 bond. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Lancaster County Sheriff's deputies are investigating the death of a three-week-old boy last night after he was found not breathing yesterday morning. Sheriff Terry Wagner said the infant was found around 8 a.m. and taken to a local hospital, and then a helicopter later flew him to the Children's Hospital in Omaha, where he passed away. An autopsy will be conducted to determine what caused the infant's death, as required by state law for the death of children younger than 18 months old. A Western Nebraska Natural Resources District is raising funds for a solar-powered, geothermal-heated greenhouse to grow oranges, lemons, and other tropical fruit. North Platte Natural Resources District's greenhouse project would include an outdoor learning facility to promote the district's research and education goals. Solar panels on the greenhouse will provide the needed electricity. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, midamericaagnetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved purchase of a new 2018 motor grader at a cost of $266,000, selling a 2010 model at $120,000. A motion to hire a Kansas City firm for design of a new jail addition was approved. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday continued discussion regarding an economic development director. B.J. Smart, who retired from the position in 2000, shared her experiences and provided ideas as to how commissioners might proceed. A key will be finding the right individual with local ties and motivation to move the concept forward. Commissioners shared additional input and feedback from residents. No action was taken and discussions will continue. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and approved a $634,000 bid from Bergkamp Construction for reworking a six-mile stretch of East Sabetha Wetmore Road, adding concrete into the road base.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, not a whole lot going on weather-wise across the central parts of the Midwest. As we head throughout the rest of this Monday, continuing into tomorrow, all the way into Wednesday, but we do have a low pressure system that will move into the area across the upper parts of the Midwest as we head towards the end of the week, bring us a little bit of some cloud cover and maybe a little bit of a chance of snow as we head into Friday night. Otherwise, temperature-wise, pretty mild, will stay in the 50s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, mostly sunny, temperatures in the mid-50s, winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, lower 30s, winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies, high at 56, winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low near 30. As until Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 52, and Wednesday night, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature late December 41, record high on this date 72 in 1939. The average low 22, the record low was 1 below 0 in 1981. Sunset this evening 5:02, sunrise in the morning at 7:37.
Your tongue is one of the most important muscles in your body. Does exercising it make a lick of sense? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 18th, the 352nd day of the year. Baseball legend Ty Cobb and actress Betty Grable were born on this day. You may know of elderly people who develop swallowing problems later in life. Most of the time, that's due to loss of strength in the tongue muscles, which are used to push food toward the esophagus. But it turns out there are things you can do to maintain tongue strength and prevent those issues down the road. Those who specialize in tongue health say simple exercises like pushing against your cheek or a tongue depressor can give those muscles a good workout. And general fitness routines, which improve respiration, also seem to provide benefits to tongue health. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Helena Chemical Company knows the talented Centralia Panthers winter sports teams have practiced diligently this season, and the fans will be cheering for the athletes at the events and games this week. Good luck, boys and girls, from Helena Chemical Company in Centralia, proud to support our local athletes. Axtell Trusses Manufacturing Incorporated knows the winter sports teams to root for are the Axtell Eagles. These athletes have the dedication and talent to show the competition up at the events this week. Good luck, Eagles. Go get them. From your loyal friends and fans at Axtell Trusses Manufacturing Incorporated. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is proud of the spirited, hardworking, and dedicated Axtell Eagles winter sports teams. The fans are sure the athletes will show the competition who's number one at the winter sporting events this week. So good luck from State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. The Chiefs routed the Chargers over the weekend. Alex Smith threw for 231 yards and two touchdowns. Kareem Hunt ran for 155 yards and a score. And the Kansas City Chiefs routed the turnover-prone Los Angeles Chargers 30-13 on Saturday night to seize control of the AFC West. Hunt also had a TD catch for the Chiefs, now 8-6, whose eighth straight win over the Chargers all but sewed up the division and a spot in the playoffs. The only way Kansas City can squander it is by losing its last two games and the Chargers or Oakland Raiders winning out. Svi Mykhailiuk hit a three-pointer from the corner with 23.2 seconds left, and number 13 Kansas held on to beat Nebraska 73-72 and break out of a mini slump on Saturday night. Mid-America Network Sports.
We wish you a Merry Christmas from your friends at Boot Barn, and we wish you some Wrangler jeans under your tree. Buy one, get one 50% off of Wrangler blue jeans, all at Boot Barn. Yes, Wrangler blue jeans. Stop by Boot Barn.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
Oklahoma freshman guard Trey Young took control early and late, finishing with 29 points and 10 assists, and the Sooners beat the number 3 Wichita State Shockers 91-83 on Saturday. The nation's leading scorer, Young had 16 points on 6 of 9 shooting in the game's first 9 minutes, pushing the Sooners, who are now 8-1, to a lead that they would never lose. He has scored at least 28 points in 7 straight games. Up next for the Sooners, they'll face visiting Northwestern State tomorrow. For Wichita State, the Shockers play visiting Arkansas State also tomorrow. And finally, Xavier Sneed scored 23 points to lead Kansas State over Southeast Missouri 89-71 Saturday night, a week after Kansas State had a cold shooting night in its 61-54 loss against Tulsa. The Wildcats found comfort with the baskets at home, shooting 63%. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball finals in girls action. Marysville beat Chapman 49-46. Clay Sutter took Wamego 63-41. Abilene over Concordia 53-47. Valley Heights girls down Lynn 55-39. Frankfort trimmed Rossville 49-34. Washington County in double overtime held off Wetmore 50-44. Centralia girls beat Blue Valley 67-41. Diller O'Dell took Lewiston 52-30. On Saturday in girls play, Hanover beat Diller O'Dell 70-28. Seven took HTRS 47-35. Boys play on Friday. Chapman beat Marysville 55-50. Wamego over Clay Center 67-56. Abilene down Concordia 58-38. In other boys action, Valley Heights down Lynn 61-42. Rossville defeated Frankfort 55-51. Wetmore stopped Washington County 56-54. Centralia boys over Blue Valley 68-57. Diller O'Dell took Lewiston 62-31. On Saturday, Hanover boys beat
Diller Odell 53-46. Southern on top of HTRS 59-53. Marysville wrestlers win the Cardinal Quarter Classic at Hoisington. Snelling's Cap, Slupionic, and Meridian finish first. Novotny Schmitz, Crown over Cromer, DeWorl, Cotty, and Parker finish second. Raver and Shampoo finish third. Hornbeek fifth, and Lister sixth. Marysville I wrestling coach Cole Fredrickson, our guest on the Coach's Corner Friday evening at about 5:30 on KNDY. Kansas Jayhawks in action with UNO this evening. 6 o'clock tip-off live on FM 95.5. High school hoops on Tuesday. Marysville entertains Valley Heights live on KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
Marysville Bulldogs struggled field all night long in Chapman Friday as the Irish knocked off previously undefeated Marysville Bulldog 55-50. Marysville's Gabe Heschel and Jack Loomer managed 12 points apiece. Scoring was sparse. Taylor Warner led the way for Chapman, 14. Isaac Jackman in line joined him with 13 as the Irish improved to 3-2, 1-1. Marysville falls 5-1, 2-1. Chapman 55, Marysville 50 in boys play. Marysville girls for a second straight timeout came from behind, winning 49-46. Aced by Sidney Payshaw with 17 points. Nicole Franco and Sammy Bartles get a piece as Marysville goes 6-0, 3-0 atop the NGKL. Sophomore Ashlyn Bledsoe of Chapman had 18. Lady Irish fall to 3-2, winless at two league starts. Marysville 49, Chapman 46. Bulldogs back home hosting Valley Heights Tuesday. Morning, KNDY Sports. I'm Bruce Dierking.
K-State fans, use the Force to start the new year as the Wildcats host Star Wars Day January 1st in Bramlage Coliseum. Tip-off against the Mountaineers is set for 4 p.m., but make sure you arrive early to enjoy pregame activities on the concourse. Wear your best costume for the chance to win prizes, including drones and droids. Tickets start at $12.50 with a Wildcat 4-pack or purchase a $20 Bramlage bundle that includes a game ticket, $10 concessions voucher, and a souvenir from the K-State Superstore. Choose the light side and order your tickets today at kstatesports.com.
Wymore Oil knows the Southern High School winter sports teams work hard and is proud to support the athletes as they compete this week. Best wishes, Raiders, from Wymore Oil, offering Hercules tires with an unmatched 2-year 50% road hazard protection and 30-day trust, our ride test drive.
Landscape lighting is a great way to brighten and warm the winter landscape. Strategically placed lights can highlight a tree's form and bark, mark a pathway, or create a warm welcome for you and your guests. A bit of regular maintenance will keep the lights glowing throughout the year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Check for damaged fixtures and exposed wires caused by weather extremes, digging pets, mowers, and people activity. Replace damaged fixtures as needed. Examine exposed wires and rebury those that are damage-free. Don't hesitate to call a professional when in doubt. Clean glass lenses with a bit of soapy water and a soft rag. This is usually sufficient for removing grime that collects over time. Adjust your lights as needed to ensure they are illuminating the areas or plants you prefer. As plants grow or fixtures are knocked out of alignment, you may need to make some minor adjustments. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
It's one of those places you love to see at Christmas. The century-old building with its magnificent architecture is host to many holiday events and serves as the background of many a photo. Memorable holiday history is today's edition on the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. It's a special place every December.
Well, as you look around, you see Christmas is here, right? So it takes us about 2 months to set all this up. This is the most popular holiday destination in Kansas City.
Michael Tritt shares the story from Union Station in Kansas City.
For 9 weeks, we'll go nonstop, have about 300,000 visitors through the building. And I just say, you know, if you're in the area or within drive time, come down. Favorite place to have family photos. And so much going on every weekend.
The old rail terminal has always been a hub of holiday activity, but it has changed some over the years.
What we know by photographic history is that it was always a place for the community to gather. Certainly not a 40-foot Christmas tree in the lobby, because this would have been filled with train travelers, and there simply wouldn't have been enough room for that.
But the traditions carry on past December 25th for what is perhaps the biggest and best of its kind 1 week later.
The New Year's Eve celebration started here in 1920. The largest traditional New Year's Eve party in the Midwest happens here, of course, December 31st, and it's called New Year's Swingin' Eve. It's a blast. People come from all over the six-state area for that.
In the heyday of this station, 270 trains per day would pass here. They still made room for a jazz band on New Year's Eve to set up and ring in the New Year for revelers. Today, the trains still come through the station, but the party of about 1,200 takes up most of the building, a ticket that must be usually purchased at least 1 week in advance. Traveling the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
When Santa chose reindeer to pull his sleigh, he must have known what sweet animals they are. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Reindeer adapt well to humans and our surroundings as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where what's next in agriculture happens. And this year it's happening in Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. The best ideas, the best equipment, the best education, the best of everything in agriculture. Meet the innovators who are changing the way you farm and be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st in Anaheim. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this year. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Santa's reindeer are considered domesticated animals. They're curious, friendly critters, and exhibitions at Christmas time make them profitable, too. You may not know if you're looking at a male or female because both sexes have antlers. Cindy Murdoch raises about a dozen reindeer on her 20-acre farm in Oregon. She says they need a diet of specific pellets and fine-stemmed hay to keep them healthy. But they're like goats. They'll eat almost anything if you let them.
There's very little that they won't mess with. It could be black plastic. It could be a feed bag. If it's there, they're going to gum it and eat it. And then they have four stomachs, so things get kind of bound up. But one thing that people don't know about reindeer is what they eat sticks with them for 6 months.
Reindeer should be kept in a barn at night to keep them safe from predators. They don't have the wild instinct to run away, but if they do, they can't run very far. Maybe that's because they're better at flying, right, kids? Murdoch says reindeer are docile animals and very in tune with people. They aren't bothered by much and are easily trained.
trainable. Her method of training them for public appearances is to bring an older reindeer and a younger reindeer to the event.
When there's a loud noise, a backfire, a siren, a tuba festival, whatever it is, that older one evaluates immediately. They've either heard it before and know it's not a danger, or they evaluate it and they react, or they don't react. The younger one's not watching the noise. They're watching the older one. And if the older one doesn't react, the younger one doesn't react, and they kind of seem to file that away for future reference.
Murdoch says while it may seem really cool to own reindeer, she strongly recommends doing your homework before deciding if it's for you. Learn more about raising reindeer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Farmers and ranchers, it's Ag Census time again. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Join 800-plus farm executives in the U.S. and Canada while discovering business opportunities, gaining invaluable insights, and increasing your competitive advantage at the 2018 Top Producer Seminar. During these few short days, you'll hear from nearly 30 challenging and inspiring speakers who will help take your farm operation to the next level. Keynote speakers include Chris Cook, Brian Dodge, and Eric Snodgrass. Visit TopProducerSeminar.com to view the agenda and to register today.
Every 5 years, the U.S. Department of Agriculture does a census. It's not just a headcount of farmers and ranchers. It's also what they're producing and where, what they earn from it, and how much it costs to produce. Things like that. Farmers can either fill out the paper questionnaires sent this month, or, says the USDA's Barbara Rader, they can complete the census online.
We're hoping that we've made it a little more convenient, a little easier for them this year. We've worked to pretty much redo our web form, meaning that the census questionnaire is now on the internet so that producers can go out and complete the census at their leisure. It's modern, it's robust, it will do a lot of things to make the process and the experience more positive. They can complete it on their tablet, they can complete it on their cell phone. They will also receive a questionnaire if their preference would be to complete it. So we're hoping every time we do a census that we lay it out and we put it in a way that makes it a little easier for the farmer to complete.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Legislation introduced in the U.S. House would provide more access to milk in schools. Michael Clements explains.
The School Milk Nutrition Act of 2017, introduced by Representative Glenn Thompson, would allow schools to give students more milk choices. American Farm Bureau Federation Market Intelligence Director John Newton says the bill gives schools the flexibility to bring back low-fat, flavored milk.
Students in the school lunch program currently have access to low-fat milks, skim milks, but don't have access to that low-fat flavored milk. So this would allow them to bring that chocolate milk that was so popular in my childhood at the lunch table back into the lunch program.
Newton says the legislation provides a market opportunity for dairy farmers.
For a number of years, consumption of fluid milk in the United States has been declining. So this is a great step forward in trying to reverse that trend. You have an opportunity to work with potential consumers at a very young age. By introducing them to low-fat flavored milk, you could potentially have a dairy consumer for life.
Allowing schools to provide more milk options also benefits children.
Dairy has so many nutritious ingredients in it. To provide the opportunity for low-fat flavored milk in school gives all those vitamins and minerals that's in the milk available to the school kids. So putting it on the plate is definitely a step forward for the lunch program.
Michael Clements reporting.
And Linamar Corporation today announcing it has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire 100% of the outstanding equity interest of MacDon and its group of companies. MacDon is a market leader in the design and manufacturing of specialized agricultural harvesting equipment like draper headers and self-propelled windrowers. More ag information can be found online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, corn has bounced back up. Positive start, and then we got soft for a while and trying to bounce back up once again. March corn up a quarter cent at 347.5. May is up a quarter cent at 356. March Kansas City wheat is up 2.5 at 420. May is up 2.25 at 432.5. Soybeans, January soybeans are currently down 7.75 at 959.5. March beans down 7.75 at 970.25. January bean meal is 330 lower at 317.30. March is down 320 at 321.30. January bean oil is down 7 at 33.09. March bean
soybean oil down 10 at 33.24. So things are not well in the soy complex at the present time. We had a good start for cattle, but that began to deteriorate quickly. December live cattle still up 95 at 119.85, but February down 47 at 120.55. Later months are all down. January feeders down 35 at 147.40. March feeders down 67 at 144.87. So not too many positives when it comes to cattle. Hogs are sharply mixed. Some months are sharply higher and some months are sharply lower. February hogs down 67 at 67.82. April down 35 at 72.45. But as I pointed out, some of the later months are sharply higher. So mixed numbers all through the livestock complex. Taking a look at cotton, some issues there. March cotton down 72 points at 75.20. May down 78 at 75.54. Crude oil has been on the downside today. January crude down 37 cents at 56.93. February down 34 at 56.99. Started out well, but got sideways very, very quickly and have been down since. Gold is up. December gold is currently up $8.10 at 1262.40. Feb is up 8.60 at 1266.10. So mixed numbers through the futures markets here on Monday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, are you tired of those pesky weeds in your soybean fields? You're not able to kill them with current herbicides? Look at the new dicamba products. Soybeans that have dicamba tolerance are excellent for yield. The dicamba will allow you to clean those fields up to make them look like something again that you're used to. Dicamba soybeans, yield and weed positivity. Look at that for the future. Give Kaufman Seeds, Midland Genetics, a call at 1-800-634-2836.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. Orion Samuelson with his annual sore throat at Christmas time. But we'll talk agriculture this week, and today I'll share with you an afternoon with the Secretary of Agriculture after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
A week ago, I spent a day and a half in Washington, D.C. Always fun to go to the nation's capital at Christmas time because of the decorations. But I was there to do my annual year-end interview with the Secretary of Agriculture, something I've been doing for radio and television for a little more than 40 years. And this year, first time to sit down with the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, and only the second time in this 40-year series that the Secretary has said, well, let's sit in my office and we'll do it there as the backdrop for the interview. So I spent about an hour and a half in the office of the Secretary of Agriculture looking at the memorabilia already in place, the photographs of the Perdue family. There are 18 grandchildren in the Perdue family, and that makes for an attractive photo. Looking back at the history of Secretaries of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue is the first secretary from the state of Georgia, and I've described him here before as a down-home good old boy, and believe me, that's what he is. Sitting in a rocking chair that he has in his office, we talked about the year just ended and what challenges agriculture, America's farmers and ranchers, will face in the year ahead. Secretary Perdue is not only a likable secretary, but he's a very positive-thinking, optimistic secretary. Secretary. I did learn that we do have one thing in common. We both grew up on dairy farms. He on a Georgia dairy farm and me on a Wisconsin dairy farm. So we were able to hit it off right away, remembering those early mornings in the milking barn. Back with a final word after this message.
For the best deal on tires, see your Farmers Cooperative Mr. Tire Branch, where our prices include mounting, balancing, new valve stems, installation, and road hazard. Plus, we offer service after the sale with free tire rotation and free tire balance for the life of your tires. And don't forget about our on-the-road tire service. When you need tires, stop by a Farmers Cooperative Mr. Tire Center.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
We will be sharing the entire interview with Secretary Perdue in the next few weeks. I hope you'll listen. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Happy holidays from Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to
wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance.
When you set your round bales out for the cattle, take the time to remove the net wrap. The extra effort could save your animals' lives. On Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X Series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Remove the net wrap from round hay bales so the cattle won't eat it. Many producers leave it on because it's plastic and shouldn't be palatable. But never underestimate a curious or bored cow that's looking for something to chew on. Wes Lee is an extension ag educator at Oklahoma State University. He says when an animal swallows net wrap, it's hard to differentiate between a real illness and damage from plastic in their stomach.
Probably the most commonly reported symptom would just be weight loss or wasting away over a fairly long period of time, loss of appetite, diarrhea because of the net wrap blockage in the digestive system. Only liquids maybe can make it through. There's no bowel movements at all. It could be impaction to the plastic, and therefore it would create a bloating issue. They're possibly not able to belch because of that impaction in there.
Is baling twine an issue as well? Lee says North Dakota State University did a study on the digestion of twine going through cattle. They put the material into the rumen and looked at it 14 days later to see what was digested and what wasn't.
The sisal twine was being digested. About 70% of it, according to their study, was broken down. The biodegradable twine, the plastic twine, and then the plastic net wrap did not biodegrade at all. It was still 100% inside the rumen. The biodegradable twine is broken down by sunlight or UV light. There's none of that inside the rumen, so therefore it wouldn't be any different than a plastic twine.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about net wrap and its effect on cattle at agriculture.com.
As an agronomist, I've usually got my head in the dirt. From here, I can see how MicroEssentials fertilizer from the Mosaic Company can boost corn yields an average of 7.2 bushels per acre over traditional fertilizer. I'm seeing amazing root development and great nutrient uptake. These MicroEssentials granules are supplying every plant with the balanced nutrition it needs to reach its full potential. Get your head in the dirt at MicroEssentials.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Well, nearly all of the United States farms are still family farms, but the larger scale farms do make up a larger share of overall production. We get the story from Stephanie Ho.
USDA's Economic Research Service has issued a report called America's Diverse Family Farms 2017 Edition.
Farming is still basically a family business in the United States. About 99% of the farms are family farms, and they account for about 90% of the production.
ERS agricultural economist Robert Hoppe authored the report.
Small family farms, those with gross cash farm income or revenue less than $350,000, make up 90% of farms. They operate about half of the farmland, but they only account for about a quarter of production.
At the same time, the larger the scale of the family farm, the larger the share of overall farm production.
About 45% of production occurs on large-scale farms. They're still family-operated, but they have revenues greater than $1 million.
What are two things he says small-scale farms produce a high percentage of? Poultry and hay. This is Stephanie Ho in Washington, D.C.
In other news, more than 70 agricultural groups sent a letter to Congress asking for an increase in the agricultural budget for the 2018 Ag Appropriations Bill that Congress is developing. The coalition includes groups from food, agriculture, scientific, academic, veterinary, and consumer sectors. The letter says, quote, "We urge you to substantially increase the discretionary budget cap for domestic programs and provide an allocation for the 2018 Appropriations Bill of 5% of the total domestic discretionary budget cap increase," end quote. The groups point out that the food and agricultural sectors alone contribute nearly $1 trillion to the nation's economy every year, or about 5.5% of the nation's GDP. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Pride of the Farm Waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills, well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.